And joining us now for the KMZU Dream Team is the head coach of the Mid-Buchanan Dragons, Coach Bryce Kemper. Coach, hey, thanks for taking the time out to chat with us.
Oh, we sure appreciate you guys' coverage and having us on here and having a chance to talk about our players.
And we've got a couple of members from your squad on the Dream Team this year. And let's start with the senior in Austin Skaggs.
Austin, you know, he had a great year for us this year. And obviously, you know, he got better and better each and every year for us. He's a four-year letterman, scored over 1,000 points for us in his career, and got some All-State honors with that, and just had a heck of a season for us, you know, just coming around, stepped up as a leader on the basketball team, and you know, really one of the things that probably went unnoticed on him is his defense improved a lot. He became a guy that we usually put on the other team's best post player, and I thought that was a big difference for us this year and helped us tremendously, and he put a lot of work into it in the offseason, so he's certainly someone that is deserving of everything that he's got because he didn't miss very much this summer at all.
And two, being a senior, and you mentioned him stepping into that leadership role, and you guys had a really great run and all the way down to Columbia, and a key part of that run for you as well, especially over the past couple of years.
Yeah, it was. You know, he was a really good player last year, and he really stepped up, and I thought elevated his game even more this year. You know, last year, he kind of emerged as a guy that could score, and you know, this year he really kind of, I thought he developed his game even more. You know, he was basically his junior year a scoring guy that could grab offensive rebounds, and I thought he was much better on the defensive boards this year, like I said, and defensively. And you know, he had to constantly, you know, early on in the year he was averaging the bulk of our team's points, and a lot of people were putting a lot of defensive pressure on him and zagging in on him and stuff, he had to really fight through a lot of double teams and a lot of sagging defenses. So, you know, he had to not get frustrated with that, learn how to play through that. And he became a guy that, and he had a step outside game that he could do. But that was a great thing about Austin is he'd go ahead and do whatever the team needed. And that was going inside for us because we needed a guy around the basket. He did a great job for us this year. You know, he got to the free throw line about 160 some times. You know, he shot 63% from the floor, which was our school record in a single season. So he took good shots and was a great player to have for you this year.
Absolutely. And the other member from your squad on the Dream Team this year, a young man that you know quite a little bit about.
Yeah, just a little bit.
And that'd be of course, Braden Kemper. And one question I wanted to ask you is, I was watching the NCAA tournament. They were talking about, you know, how special is the father and son coach. You know, the father was talking about how special it was for him and everything, getting to experience that with his son. And as soon as I seen that, I thought about you, and I thought, you know what, I bet you Coach Kemper thinks the same.
Oh, yeah, you know, it is neat. I mean, you know, it's something that, you know, isn't, you know, it's not something that you're going to have every time or every opportunity to have it. And being able to go down there for the first time and share that with him is awesome. And you know, the fact of the matter is, you know, these kids, you know, being from a smaller community, you know, they've all grown up together. So you kind of, they're all kind of like a bunch of kids at that point of yours, and you know them all, and they've all played either baseball or summer basketball or football. So you've kind of been following them and knowing them all really well. And you know, when Braden came into the program, I asked him if he wanted me to keep doing it because, you know, there is going to be some facets of it when your dad's a coach that, you know, people are going to say you get this or that because of that, and you know, I'm probably going to be harder on you at times and stuff like that, and he was full bore and wanted to do it, wanted to be part of the Mid-Buck program with it all still intact, and he stepped up really big and had a good season for us this year.
Yeah, he did, and you kind of beat me to the punch there. I was going to say he performed really well for you this year.
Yeah, he stepped up. You know, his freshman and sophomore year, he was predominantly just a three-point shooter. And when teams brought a lot of pressure at us, we really, you know, we struggled. That's when we really had some struggles because, you know, I thought his freshman and sophomore year, he didn't handle the ball as well as he could. He was kind of weak with it. And you know, he's this summer, I thought he did a lot better as far as taking care of the basketball. you know, he led the point, led us in assists this year, but he also was able to score the basketball. And he got to the free throw line over 100 times, so he wasn't just a three-point shooter that stood out there. I mean, I know that's what a lot of people probably think most of him on, is hitting the threes. And he can do that, clearly, but he drove to the basket and was able to get inside. And he plays great help defense for us and does stuff like that. But, you know, we play at a fast pace on transition, and he runs that break. And sometimes he runs it a little faster, and I'd like him to. But he wants to get that ball down to Skaggs and try to get one of them dunks or something, and wants to get everybody going. And he'll look at me sometimes, and he knows that I'm not real happy about it. But usually you can trust him on that, and he does a pretty good job with it. And like I said, he worked really hard, so it's nice to see a kid like that get rewarded for something when they work as hard as they did in the offseason to get it.
And folks know, too, that they've watched you coach the basketball game. You hide your feelings really well.
I kind of wear those on my sleeve a little bit, and sometimes I lose that sleeve. So, you know, he's used to that. We've grown up. We've had very many Xbox games against each other, so we kind of know each other by now and how we're going to react to one another. So
Absolutely. That's
one good thing about it, if that's your point, Greg.
Absolutely. Again, we're speaking with the head coach of the Mid-Buck Dragons, Coach Bryce Kemper. And, Coach, again, thank you so much for taking the time out to chat with us. Is there anything we're leaving out or anything else you wanted to cover about these two young men?
No, they're just, they're good friends, good kids. I mean, you know, they're as good a people as they are basketball players. They're probably better people than they are basketball players, to be honest with you. They're both, 3.9, 4.0 students. They both think are good role models for the rest of the community. So they're really the whole team this year was, I think our team GPA was 3.7 or something like that. So I thought the whole team as a whole just did a great job. And we didn't get quite as far as we wanted, but those two definitely led the way. And the whole team, was right there with them every step of the way, and it was just a fun season. And definitely because of those two, it definitely helped add to it. And definitely going to miss Austin, and glad to have Braden back. And we're looking forward to next year and getting ready to go back at it.
Absolutely. Again, head coach of the Mid-Buck Dragons, Coach Bryce Kemper. Coach, congratulations on a great year, and we'll look forward to talking with you real soon.
All right. Well, I appreciate it.